Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God.
time. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one brave from my grave.
I don't know if y'all really got it. I need you to get in your neighbor's face. I need you to prophesy to them and tell them, you are just here.
Tonight, then a miracle can take place right there, where you are. You can be healed right there. Hallelujah. Where you are, praise God. You can be delivered right there where you are. Hallelujah. You can receive your breakthrough right there where you are tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. Welcome in. I want to welcome everybody. Amen. My name is Elder Pedros, and it is my pleasure. Amen. To host, amen, the revival of the year. What's the theme? The theme is, it's time to wake up. Hallelujah. It's time to stop sleeping on up. Hallelujah today. Praise God. And it's brought to you by the Kinetic Jewish Fellowship featuring, hallelujah, the apostle, hallelujah, Eldon Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will be coming forth later on in the program with a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here tonight in your holy name. Lord, we ask that your spirit, hallelujah, move tonight in a mighty way. We know that you are already here. We know that you already met us here. Because you said when two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, hallelujah. So we thank you for being in the midst on tonight. Hallelujah. We bind, we cast away any work of the enemy, Lord. We bind distraction on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Anything that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke it, and we command it, hallelujah, to leave this place. Hallelujah. And we ask these things in your son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open up our hearts, our minds, and our spirits so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to welcome y'all, amen, to the revival of the year. It's time to wake up. Hallelujah. We're finna go to the throne of grace with our testimony service and our praise report. Hallelujah. And our prayer request at this time. Amen. But I like to read Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Before we get started, praise God. The reason why I read this scripture is because I like to say it teaches us the attitude that we are supposed to have, hallelujah, in the presence of the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. And this is the attitude David had, hallelujah, when he was in the presence of the Lord. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we open up the lines for testimony service, praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to tune in on verse 1 real quick. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But he says, all ye lame. Hallelujah. All ye lame. Hallelujah. Amen. This scripture tells us that nobody is prohibited. Hallelujah. From making a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, somebody has been told,
come on, Elder.
Hallelujah, because you are from the wrong side of the tracks, or because you grew up this way, or because you was raised in this religion, or hallelujah, you are this denomination, or hallelujah, so on and so forth, that you are not eligible, hallelujah, to serve, hallelujah, the living God. But the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, then there's a comma, that means you pause. So after David paused, he said, all ye lame. Hallelujah, praise God. Nobody is excluded, hallelujah, praise God, from serving God. Nobody's excluded, hallelujah, from worshiping God. The Bible says in the New Testament, hallelujah, amen, that God sent his son, that it is his will that no man, hallelujah, perish. He didn't say just the black people. Hallelujah. I got to say that because, you know, we're going around. I know we say we're the original, Hallelujah, amen. And that may be true. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, amen. But nobody is excluded. Hallelujah, from receiving the word of God. Hallelujah. I don't care if your mama was a, your daddy was a pimp and your mother was a prostitute. Hallelujah, praise God. He sent the invitation to you. He said, I didn't come, hallelujah, for the healthy. Hallelujah, I came for the sick. Hallelujah, I came for the sinner to answer a call of repentance. Hallelujah, somebody might say, you ain't good enough. Hallelujah, you ain't good enough. You ain't going to never be good enough. God says, if you're not good enough, that's what qualifies you. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, praise God. Your unrighteousness qualifies you to be right. I'm not going to preach. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We're going to open up the lines this time. Praise God. If you have a testimony or a prayer request when you come before the throne tonight, come with that attitude. Appreciate what you got before you ask God for more. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to say that again. Appreciate what you got. Hallelujah, before you ask God for more. Hallelujah. Somebody has to ask God for more money. But you already got problems. And it was a song they had in the world about 20 years ago. He said, more money, more problems. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. No, don't ask God for more. Hallelujah. If you really don't want more. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Don't ask God for healing if you know you're depending on that 100% disability. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we're asking God for stuff we really don't want. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord say, quit wasting his time. His email is full. Hallelujah. His voicemails are full. Hallelujah. Praise God. Of requests that people really don't want. Lord have mercy. Amen. But the phone lines are open. I'm not going to get deep into it. The phone lines are open. Praise God. If there's one on the line tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, feel free. The phone lines are open. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for being here.
Kathleen from Louisiana.
Amen. 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 Bless God, Sister Kathleen. Come on in. Praise God. Who was that said they blessed God for being here? Was that Brother Bobby or Brother Brian?
Brother Bobby Washington from Baton Rouge, Georgia.
Amen. Right, Brother Bobby on the line. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
Bless you, Brother Bobby.
Hey.
Amen.
I love being on the prayer line. That's what God wants.
Amen.
Get that soul right.
All right now.
Come on, Brother Bobby. Hallelujah.
All right, wherever she goes.
Right now.
People are leaving this world, but thank God we alive.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord,
thank you,
what's up,
Jesus.
Baby?
Thank you. Don't make me shout already now. Just let me hold
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Make me shout.
I look at that class 2021. I told them, look, they better get their soul right, too. Amen.
Amen.
Don't make me shout. Make me shout.
You're going to see the world now. God bless their souls.
Amen. That's right, Brother Bobby. Praise God. Hallelujah.
They'll need prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just praying for him, you know. Yeah. I know, things ain't going right for him, but I'm going to try to pray for
him. Amen. Amen. And yeah, we will put this generation on the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Bobby, for that testimony and that prayer request. Hallelujah. Do we have any more prayer requests, any more testimony? Praise God. I believe I heard a couple more.
My name is Yolanda Dixon. I like to pray for my family and friends. It's in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's you said that's the Dixon family, right?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. We writing their name down right now. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times.
His
praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Virgie from Palmdale, California. I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. For being here one more time. God has been good to me. Hallelujah. And I just love the Lord, and I praise his holy name. God is mighty. Hallelujah. He's stronger than, he's the strong power in my life.
Yes,
and I just thank you, praise and hallelujah, for what he's doing in this earth and what he's doing for us on the prayer lines. Hallelujah. I just love the Lord, and I appreciate him, and I just give him all the praise, honor, and glory. My hallelujah belongs to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Belongs. Hallelujah. My life,
amen.
Hallelujah, is in his hands. And I just thank you, praise him for all he's doing. I'm looking for a miracle. Hallelujah. And I know,
Lord,
you all pray for me.
Lord.
And
yes,
I pray
Lord.
For you all
thank
in
you,
Jesus.
Jesus'
mighty, holy name. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My name is Kathleen from Louisiana. I need all y'all to pray for me right now because the enemy is after me. I'm trying to raise $4,500 before the end of next month to go back to this lawyer for the get rid of my brother and my sister. Not get rid of them, just get them off my back for my parents and them house. That's all it is. They're greedy behind money. And I'm trying to take care of the homeless and everybody else and the enemy steady after me. I need prayers for my son that went to the hospital to see if they're going to have to take a disc out of his back. And I need prayers for the other one being a bad boy, won't get out there and smoke with these guys. So I need all five of my children covered and myself. And my sister that her kidney is trying to get down on her. So I need a 911 prayer.
Amen, Sister Kathleen. Amen, Sister
my
Kathleen.
Private, you know. Yes,
yes. Amen,
and
Sister Kathleen.
Is.
Yes, he is.
Brother.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, he
is. I was supposed to help prayers to keep us strong. So I need y'all to just pray for my strength, you know.
Amen.
The enemy want to attack on every corner.
Hallelujah.
But I know God is still
yes.
in the midst, you know.
Yes,
he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, God.
I
will not give
up. Daraba.
I'm not going to give up.
Amen, Sister Kathleen. Amen. We got you written down here. We will put that on the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For your friends, your family, and your five children. Praise your five sons. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe I heard Sister Baldwin.
Sister Lowe from Bolton, Mississippi. And I would like for y'all.
Mississippi in the house.
My household, my family.
Hey, man, that's Sister Moses from Mississippi.
Logan.
Logan. All right.
Rosie.
Oh, okay. I got you, Rosie. Okay. Hey, man. Praise God. Prayers for Fergus family. Amen. We're putting that on the prayer list. Praise God. Go ahead.
This is Sister Martha from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm asking prayer for my daughter, which is in surgery as we speak. And pray for my family, the Delaney family, and also the Baldwin family.
Amen. The Delaney family and Baldwin family. Praise God. Yes, they're on the prayer list and the daughter that is in surgery right now.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. Anyone else on tonight?
Praise the Lord. Are you here?
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Darrell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dad,
go
I'm
ahead, Brother Darrell. New Jersey in the house.
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the job I was going after. You know, I had to take something different. I had to take a physical capabilities test and, you know, drug test and everything. And it seemed like they was taking long. Now, as you know, the drug test and physical, I ain't really worried about that. But that physical capabilities test, I don't recall ever taking one of those. Well, I took it last week. As far as I know, I did good. And, you know, time went by, and I'm saying I ain't heard nothing. But, you know, just as much as, just as quick as the devil trying to put doubt in my head, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then God spoke. And I called them. And the guy said, oh, I was late, he said, because we're still running back because of COVID. He said, but, yeah, you are approved. And he gave me my start date. He said, your confirmation and guarantee letter is in the mail. And I will go into training because, you know, you have to go through their orientation, which is basically their training for how they operate for a week. And I will start that the first week of June. So, you know, praise God, because this is all, you may not see it like I see it, but it's all a work of God. Amen.
Yes,
God is good. He's working in all kind of ways, right on time, right when I need him, ahead of time before I see the problem. Every time, time again, so I don't care what the devil tried to say. And there was that other issue that came up. You know how they say no news is good news? Because if you got a problem, you know, they had to take all this other blood work from you. But if you have a problem, the doctor calls you. When the doctor don't call, because it ain't no problem. Glory to God. You know, like I said, thank you, Jesus, because my God is on time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's worth a praise break right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. No news is good news. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and you know I got artificial knees, replacement knees, and I just tore my rotator cuff, and I'm still healing for that, and I know I passed that test.
My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He ain't going to fail me ever.
Wow.
That's why you just had soldier surgery a couple months ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Praise God. Look how God moves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that. He called to check up on him, and he already been the letter. Look, the letter already in the mail. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
My gosh,
the Lord is ahead. The Lord work ahead of time. He way ahead of our schedule. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Like the word said, if we could just wait to that appointed time, the Bible says the vision, hallelujah, shall come to pass and it shall not tell. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, God, amen.
Doreen
said it. Amen. Welcome, sister. Come on in. We have testimony and prayer requests at this time. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies or any more prayer requests? Praise God.
Yes.
This is
Dr. Tamara McGregor on the line.
This is the right here. Praise the Lord, everybody. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I can.
Well, I got to change my testimony, Moni, because I am a living testimony.
Right now.
I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone.
But
God let me live on. I am a testimony. And I just want to thank
him.
So let me move on. Hallelujah. I got a lot to testify about. Because the devil thought he had me, but I got away.
Tell
it,
sister.
But I got away. Sometimes, like the pastor said last night, we have to take the things off.
Hey.
Take it off. Hallelujah. And I laid up there and I thought I was dead. Thing. I said, I ain't going home. But God let me live on.
Yes, Lord.
The woman of God called me. She said, one thing about it, Sister Alberta, the devil cannot cross over the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said, the blood of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Because the blood
yes,
of Jesus.
Come on.
Yes, oh, the blood.
And I'm yes. here today. I'm here to say, God, let me live on. And he brought me. Just like he did on Joseph, he brought me. I thank him that he's let me take off a lot of things. Hallelujah. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for the man of God. I thank you for putting the apostle for me in my life. I thank you, Lord. I thank God for the men and women of God on this prayer line that's praying daily for me. I thank you. We all have
thank
prayer line.
Somebody got a card. You can't hardly hear.
I thank and praise God for the man of God for coming on here, being the MC, for coming on here with the radio. I just thank God. So, Sister, ooh, it's going to be a lot of money. Ooh, it's going to be a lot. But guess what? God said, not so. He said, because I'm going to let my will be done. It is
right now,
as it is in heaven, on earth.
Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord.
You all pray my strength of the Lord. Pray for the apostle. Pray for the man of God that's MCing. Pray for him and his family. Just pray that God bless him, favor him, bless him. Favor, bless him, and increase in his life. Just pray, because God is showing up. He's showing up. I also have a young man that I spoke with tonight. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia. He asked for prayer and on his business that he's going for. He's trying to help our youth. His name is William. Remember William. Pray for him to keep him lifted up. God want to use this young man. So keep him lifted up. Mention his name in your prayer.
Amen.
This is Sister Linda from Palmdale.
Praise God, Sister Linda.
Sister Linda in the house.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Hi, in the house.
Yeah. Yes, sir. What time is it? Am I late?
Not yet. You
Oh, thank God. I've been scrambling. I don't want to miss it.
I was calling you, Linda.
Yeah, I just got in. Thanks for calling me. I had some things to take care of today.
Hey, man.
I remember... From yesterday, they said the revival was going to be for 3 more days.
Yes, ma'am. And you called in just in time. We're right in the middle of testimony and prayer requests. Do you have a testimony or prayer request tonight?
Yeah, I have a testimony. I want to thank the Lord for keeping everyone another day. I want to thank the Lord for blessing every family, everyone that's on the line. I just want to thank the Lord for who he is, and I want to give him for honor and praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony, Sister Linda, on Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests before we get to the Word of God on tonight? Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for each and every person that has called in on the line on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for every prayer request that has gone before your throne on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you continue to touch Brother Bobby in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch the Jameson family, Lord. The Delaney family, the Baldwin family, Lord. Touch Sister Kathleen and her children in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help her work out that financial issue that she has going on, Lord. We know you are well able to do any and above all things. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance for what you're about to work out in her life, Lord. Touch Brother Brian, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Virgil, Lord. Brother William, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Alberta on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Linda and her family on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Rose. Hallelujah. Touch her and her family on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, touch the daughter that's in surgery right now. Guide the hand of the doctors on tonight. Hallelujah. Let us be your vessels on tonight. Hallelujah. You guide their hands. You do the work. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for doing it, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Brother Washington, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Ursula, Lord. Touch the Dixon family tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Mother Mary tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch everybody in the earshot of my voice on tonight. Touch them from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet on tonight, Lord. Comfort them with your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. On tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God. Hallelujah. Anoint his lips of clay on tonight to speak nothing but your word. Allow him to decrease so that you can increase on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And open up our ears. So we can clearly hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. And we thank you in advance for your revelation knowledge that you are about to unleash on your people. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name and we magnify you. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Well, it's that time. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time to break the bread of life. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. For Apostle Curry, hallelujah, is acting as the mouth of God, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. He is getting ready, amen, to bring forth the word of God. So let me give him a proper introduction, hallelujah. Amen. He is the leader of the Kinetic Jewish Fellowship out there in Long Beach, California. He is an anointed man of God, and he is coming forth to break the bread of life with us on tonight. So without further ado, I introduce to some and present to others the man of God, hallelujah, Apostle Elvin Curry. Man of God, allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Give the Lord a hand, please, for the man of God on tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise belong to him. Our worship belong to him. Hallelujah. The breath you just took belong to him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his great name tonight. How many are happy about the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God. What God got to say tonight? Do you got your Holy Ghost bills on? Hallelujah. God is about to drop manna down from heaven, y'all. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, God. I just got this in from heaven. Amen. God, special delivery. Before we go into the main course, God has given this first. Somebody hit Romans 8:28. Now, I know that everybody's going through something right now, but God is saying it's all good. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight, but I heard the Lord say to tell you that it's all good. Come on, hear somebody.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
No matter what your situation is, hear me, child of God, no matter what your condition is, glory to God, no matter what your circumstance may be looking like, God is telling me to tell you tonight it's all good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Concerning you. And hear what he told me to tell you. He said, give him Romans 8:28. And the word of the Lord says, and we know, come on here, somebody. See, some things you got to know.
Come on now.
He didn't say we believe. He said we know. Come on here, somebody. There's a difference in knowing and believing. Come on here, somebody.
All right now.
Amen.
When you know something, you go past your emotions. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You go past your feelings. But when you believe something, amen, you still in the wavering stage because you don't know yet. But when you know something, there's an assurance that comes with it. Come on here, somebody. There's an assurance that comes with knowing. Come on here, somebody. And when you're assured of something, then you're anchored in that thing. Come on here, somebody. And we know that in all things, God works for the good. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
We know that all things are working together for the good. They say all things were good. They say all things are working together for the good. Come on, hear somebody. So if it's working together for the good, that means even the bad is working for us. Come on, hear somebody. Y'all got to hear what God is telling you tonight. God is saying, I can't work against myself. Come on, hear somebody. So if we love him tonight, it's all good.
Come on,
I don't know if anybody caught that in their spirit. God is saying, don't look at the circumstance. Look at me in the circumstance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, I'm still in charge. Come on here, somebody. The circumstances don't dictate who I am. Glory to God. I'm still God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You got to tell somebody tonight it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's working together for my good. It's working for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's working for me. Glory to God.
Amen.
Let me tell y'all a secret, child of God. Hallelujah. This is my Mr. Shout right here. Glory to God. So hold your seat. Listen. Even the enemy is working for your good. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hey, y'all. Somebody called it. Even the enemy is working for your good. Tell me why.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Because God going to make it work for your good. Hallelujah.
Right.
You see, nothing can work against God because all things related by him and for him. So God said, I create the good and the evil. Oh, God, stay with me tonight. So even though it may not look good, but when God is finished, it's going to be good. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen. Amen.
See, that's when you got to know what you know. Come on here, somebody. You see, we come in believing, but we leave out knowing. Somebody didn't check that. Somebody didn't check that tonight.
See,
we come in believing, but we ain't never seen it, and when we don't know if God's going to do it. It's my first time, so I'm believing God. Come on here, somebody. But when you've been in this thing the second and third time and you done seen God move before, you should be knowing by now that my God can do anything. Hallelujah. I know what you can do. Because I've been in this before, God, and I want you to move from me. I want you to bring me out of this thing. So I'm not shaken by nothing because I know who you is. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Now, if you love him tonight, you need to be praising him right now. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's all good.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because I love him. Come on, hear somebody.
Glory.
Because I love him. It's all good.
Yeah.
He has been called according to his purpose. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Another reason why I know it's all good because he called me. Come on, hear somebody.
Yes, amen.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
And how many know that whoever God called, that he qualified? Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
So he justified.
right. Amen.
So if he called me, it's all good. Because he already knew what I was going to go through before he called me. And then he called me according to his purpose. Come on, hear something about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why it's all good. Hallelujah. Because I'm in the purpose of God. Amen.
Yes.
I'm not just here. I'm here because God purposed me to be here. I tell somebody, I'm not here by accident. I'm here on purpose. Hallelujah.
I'm here on purpose.
I'm here on purpose.
How many of you know that purpose don't have no accident? Why? Because everything is intentional. It's intentional. Hallelujah. And God said, praise you. Because it's going to be all good in a minute. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
And before we get to the main course of the word, I just hear the Lord saying to tell you one more thing. Now, somebody might want to write this down, what the Lord is about to say. He said, you can't have a testimony without a test.
Amen.
Mm. All right, guys.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that. Y'all better catch these nuggets that the Holy Ghost throwing out. He said, you can't have a testimony without a test.
Amen.
What's at the beginning of testimony? Yeah. Hallelujah. If ever that you pass the test, then you got to what? Testimony.
Yeah.
All right,
now.
Hallelujah, God. You can't have a testimony until you pass the test. And I hear the Lord saying, it's only a test. But if you're whole on, you can pass in your so-called time about Sunday. Come on, give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Now, I want you to meet me in Isaiah chapter 60. The 60th chapter of Isaiah. When everybody get there, shout amen. Shout amen when you arrive at your destination. Isaiah chapter 60, beginning with verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to your great name, Master. Hallelujah. Is everybody there?
Amen.
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 If you ain't there, say wait a minute. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 60, beginning with verse 1.
Isaiah
and the word of the Lord reads. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, comma, and the glory of the Lord riseth upon you. Verse 2. See, comma, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Verse 3, nations will come to your light, comma, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Like to leave with you for a thought in this revival that God has called. Arise and shine. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Glory to God. Are you still with me tonight?
Amen.
Arise and shine. So, I don't know if you're catching it, but God has sent out a call to his people. The first night, he told us to do what? Wake up.
Yeah.
Awake, awake. Awake out of sleep. The second night, he said, shake it off.
I still remember that from last night.
Whatever you've been through, shake it off. It's all right. It didn't kill you. It was designed to make you better. Shake it off. I'm out there, they're more cool. Y'all not my son.
Shake it off.
And then tonight, he's saying, arise and shine. Come on here, somebody. Mm. Can you tell your neighbor like who's a neighbor?
Neighbor.
It's your time.
It's your time.
To arise.
To arise and shine.
And shine. Glory to God. Come on, give God a praise. How about we do that about that?
Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, let me tell you something, beloved. If you own this line tonight, it's not by accident or coincidence. You own line tonight because God called you to this revival. He called you to this new. He called on See, let me get something. God ain't talking to the world. He talking to here. He ain't even talking to church folks. God is saying the summon call is to my people.
Come on, preacher.
All right, give somebody a shout right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, the call is to my people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The call ain't to everybody. Why, you think everybody ain't on the line tonight? But who got a way to be online is online. And if you had a line tonight, it's because God is saying, I'm calling you because I'm waking you up to shake it off so you can arise and shine. You better stick with the Holy Spirit. Please catch what God is saying tonight. He said, wake up. Shake it off. Arise and shine. Come on, get somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, arise, shine, for your light has come. Hallelujah. Your deliverance has come. See, that word light is in the same context as salvation. Your sozo, your healing, your deliverance. Hallelujah. Whatever you believe in God for your prosperity, your light has come. So whatever you need God to be, he says, I'm getting ready to show myself on your behalf. So y'all
Amen.
Hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Child of God, it's time for you to let your light shine.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all hear what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. He said, let your light shine. I want a light in you, but I'm waking you up to shake it off so you can arise and shine. That would allow you to get up. Get up, beloved. You're not in the downward position no more. God said, get up.
Yeah.
How many of you know, child of God, you can't go nowhere laying down? Yeah. Let me talk to you tonight, child of God. I feel that apostolic anointing on me tonight. How many of you know you can't, You can't do nothing on your back. You got to get up. Come on here, somebody. If you want what God mm-hmm. got for you, you got to arise. So you can shine. Hallelujah.
Mm.
God said, my light is getting ready to break forth in you. That's why I'm calling you to arise. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. That word glory has to do with the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a presence of God. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Everything, child of God, you'd have been through was so that God could put his glory on you.
Mm-hmm.
See, you had to go through hell. God allows you to go through it for the glory. See, everybody wants the gain, but they don't want the pain. See, no pain, no gain.
No gain.
Lord, have mercy. Come
everybody
on now.
Everybody want to reign, but nobody want to suffer. God is saying, where is it? Those who understand who I am. God said, if you suffer with me, it's only because I want you to reign with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody need to get on up. You've been down for too long.
Yes,
you've been too down long. For too long.
Too long.
How many of you know that a person can't ride you if your back is straight? Oh, yeah. See, when you straighten up, then I ain't going to let you ride on me no more, devil. I'm straightening up on the more. It's time to get up. Come on here, somebody.
All right,
Amen. Amen.
Arise and shine. For your light has come. Why do you think the Father said to us, let your light so shine? Hallelujah. Not just shine, but let it so shine. Hallelujah. In other words, put your light on ultra bright. Let it so hide your light. Let him see it. He said, don't nobody hide the light under a bushel. Glory to God. Because we ain't trying to camouflage nothing. We ain't trying to hide nothing.
Amen.
God said, why
Amen.
Would you hide me? Come on, here, somebody.
Mm.
If you
Amen.
Got the light, why? Because we're in a dark world. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so.
And it's getting darker every day. I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
God is
Amen.
Saying, you go through the light. I never broke code God out by son.
Hallelujah.
How do you go see if there ain't no light to see? God says, you the light. That's why I put you where I put you. And you can be the light.
Arise.
Amen.
It's time for us to arise, beloved. It's time to arise. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, any time the anointing come upon us, it's for service.
Amen. Amen.
See, the only time the presence of God come upon us is when we get ready to do a work. God don't come upon us if we ain't doing nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why he's telling us to get up.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
God is saying, I'm not going to come up on you if you ain't doing nothing. That's why Yahshua says over in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is what? Upon me, hallelujah. Because he has anointed me. He has authorized, legalized me to do a work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Notice. God don't come up on lazy folks. But ain't doing nothing. They just sitting there.
Come on.
Come on. Lord, I'm waiting on you. God said, no, you ain't waiting on me. You ain't doing nothing. I ain't coming on you if you ain't working. Oh, yeah. Look at, tell somebody on life, it's time to get up, neighbor.
It's time to get up, neighbor.
Your light has come. Your deliverance has come. Your healing has come. That's why he's saying arise and shine. It's your time to shine. Come on. So see, it's your time to shine. It's time for the God in you to shine. Speak, Holy Ghost. It's time for the God in you to shine. The God says,
yes.
When you allow me to shine in you, then I allow you to shine with me. I don't know if y'all caught that. God says, if you allow me to shine in you, then I will allow you to shine with me. Come on, here, somebody.
Glory be to God.
Arise. Shine. Arise. Shine. Arise. Shine. How you going to shine? Through the light that God has given you. Arise. Shine. Hallelujah. Arise. Shine. For your light, your light. What do you believe in God for? God says, it's in you. I have awakened you. I have shaken you. And now I'm telling you, arise.
Amen.
You get ready to shine. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, you got a glory of God on you, but that glory is so that the unsaved can see who God is. Woo, my God, tonight. Speak, Holy Ghost. God is saying, I don't put my glory on you. Amen. You have suffered and went through for the glory. God said, now arise. Get up.
Arise. Hallelujah.
Y'all still stuck on the test. God said, the test is over. God said, now it's time for the testimony. Come on here, somebody.
I see. In the name of Jesus.
Let me tell you something. Don't wait till the battle is over.
I feel like
you can praise him right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? God is saying, you're trying to wait to see something. God said, if you don't see it now,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said, what I'm doing right now is I'm getting you past your feelings. Because some of you is feeling your emotions and your feelings. And God said, go past what you feel. Go past your emotions. And lean on my word, said the Lord God. Hallelujah. My word, Hallelujah.
I'm feeling
up. See, you got to know something now. It's past believing.
Hallelujah.
I'm just about to still give me that now.
It ain't right now.
Hallelujah.
God is saying it's past believing. You got to know something now. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to praise God for what you know. Father God, what do you know about the God you serve? What can you say, Lord, I know? Hallelujah. And you got to praise God for what you know about him. Lord, I know you're not a man that you can lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. I know if you said it, you're going to do it. I know if you spoke it, you're going to make it good. I know, God, but when you told Abraham, you said, amen, because I couldn't swear by another, I swore by myself. You don't know more than that by thunder. I know you said heaven and earth would pass away before one jot of tittle and the world would pass. I know that it was so cool. It can't return void, Lord. If you go out there, it's going to come. What you say that, I know, God. But all things work together for the good. So then the Lord, you and I, the call according.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, give God a prayer.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
You got to know something, child of God. When they know it, you got to know. Because when the word of God says to rise and shine, guess who you're talking to? You're talking to us in this hour. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Hallelujah.
If you heard the call of Daddy, Daddy said the first night, he said, wake up.
Yeah, he did.
The second night, he said, shake it off. Shake off the viper. Come on here, somebody. Shake it off. Boom, 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 boom. Shake it off, my son. Hallelujah.
My.
And then he's saying, tonight, arise. And shine.
I promise you.
It's your time to shine.
I ain't just going to call you mama.
For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness coming to earth, and such darkness is over the people is in darkness.
He got to get out.
Why? Because they don't have no presence of God. Why? Because they don't sold their soul to the devil. Why? Because they love the world more than the things of God. I wish the men would turn back to me tonight. Hallelujah to God.
Amen. And I say, you got to get out.
Hallelujah. I mean, when you're in darkness, that you can't see nothing.
Hallelujah.
I felt it.
You know what Yahshua said when he was here?
Come on, Apostle.
I told him to get out.
And the Pharisees, they couldn't comprehend it. He said, I am the light of the world.
Did you hear me? That demon had to get out.
And they couldn't understand what he was saying about him being the light. He was saying, I am the presence of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I told him, you got to get out of here.
And see, they was caught up in Abraham, being Abraham's seed, but they couldn't comprehend who they were talking to. Hallelujah.
Come on, Father.
And God says tonight, I'll put my light in you. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I
hear
you, Auntie. And I heard the kids.
And they're not supposed to accept us, child of God. Hallelujah. But they know it's something different, and they need what we got. Come on, here, somebody. They looking for the answer. The God says, you are the answer.
I
know.
What did I tell them to do?
I don't know if y'all still with me tonight. Glory to God. This revival time, y'all. Listen, God said they looking for the answer. The God said the answer is in you. Come on, here, somebody. The answer is in me. He said, I made you the answer that they looking for. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. No, it's not in a vaccine. Hallelujah. It's not in any kind of earthly thing, a natural thing that man can invent. But God said, the answer is in me. How does that little boy so cool get out about Sunday?
To get out. Did you hear me?
The blood of
get out.
That's why he says, we are the light.
I felt like that was the devil in
the house. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, we are the light.
Neighbor, we are the light.
God said, you're the answer to somebody's problem. Oh, yeah, that don't make sense. You're the answer. You're the answer to somebody's problem.
Don't do this to me. I'm in the car right now.
Listen to what the word says.
Hallelujah.
The word says in verse 2 of chapter 60. It says, see, darkness coming to earth. It's on the earth now, darkness. Sin. Wickedness. Evilness. And thick darkness is over the people. Darkness is on the earth, but thick darkness is on the people. Come on here, somebody.
I hear you talking, but then again,
how many of you know right now?
You are evil, and then I told him to get out of this house.
Mute your phone, please. Mute your phone.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Out of here.
Teresa.
A demon, and I see you coming. And
amen.
You
we need the mutation of the phone right now. Can you mute your phone, please?
Teresa, do you know how to mute your phone? The preaching is going on right now, honey. Your phone.
I already know my phone.
Either you have to mute your phone or I'm going to have to click you off because preaching is going on right now. Teaching is going on. So you have to listen.
Yes.
But I already hear it.
But you can't talk while the preacher
hear it.
Teresa.
Yeah, I already hear it.
Okay, well, you have to be quiet, honey. Let him finish, please.
Father, we thank you right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father, we give you praise right now. Somebody give God a praise right now to clear the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Political hardships are going to come to your life, glory to God.
Why? Because they're in your doctor.
Get on that cover right now. Put your hand
and
on
the only way they don't know how to see is through you. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
And then you say to verse 4, he said, lift up your eyes and look about you. All assembly and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look, besides, then you will look and be what? Radiant. God getting ready to reunify everything that's been taken away. Get ready to come back to the light. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you. God is about to reunite some things that have been taken away.
Yes,
some things
yes.
that are, some people that the enemy has taken away captive, God is about to bring back. God said your sons, your daughters, that son that's being rebellious, he's about to come back. He's gonna have to come back to the world. Light. God says that daughter, that seed to be in a stubborn mode, that's being addicted. God said, I'm going to bring her back to the light.
Yeah.
As soon as you allow your light to shine, they're going to recognize
my
and see which
God.
Way to come back.
My baby God. Oh,
y'all got to catch what the Holy Ghost said tonight. He said, you the light.
You got a son. And my son.
And he said, just like all the light of the world, God said, my light is in you now, and you are the light now that people are getting ready to see.
Yeah. Amen.
Man.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
When you allow your light to start shining, it's going to bring you joy. Come on here, somebody. The reason why some of you ain't got no joy right now is because you're trying to hide the light. God said, don't hide it, let it shine. Hallelujah. The enemy's darkness is no match for God's light. Y'all got to hear what the Lord is saying. He said the darkness is no match for the light. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
He saved us out of the world. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He called light out of darkness. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, amen.
Let me drop this nugget in your spirit, Father God. Before we got saved, there was a light in us, but it was here. Come on here, somebody. The darkness had it in captivity. When God came to us, all he did was speak to the light that was already in us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did he do in Genesis? When he wanted light, he did what? He called it out of himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It already existed, but he was being held captive by the darkness. Come on here, somebody. He spoke to the darkness and said, light be. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
The light was already there, but it was being held captive by the darkness. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying there's light, but it's being held by the darkness. And God says, speak to the light. Why? Because there's light in you. Come on here, somebody. To call it forth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Stay with me, Father God. We're about to wrap up. And verse 5 is in Ben. Father, Isaiah 60. Because then you will look and be radiant. Come on, get somebody. Why? Because you let your light shine. Because you let God's presence shine. Because your heart will throb and swell with joy. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. And how your joy is going to be full, but you got to let the light out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to let the light shine. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And then because your heart will throb with throb and swell with joy. Because the word of the food will be brought to you. You better let the light out.
Amen.
Your walk is waiting on you. But the walk can't come until it see the light. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. God is saying you want walk to come, but he said walk can't come until it see the light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And God said, as soon as you let your light shine, walk is going to come. He said the walk on the seas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's a walk on the seas that's waiting on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Waiting on your light. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
It says, but the wealth will be brought to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
God says, when the wealth see my light, they're going to bring what you need. Come on. Speak, Holy Ghost. He said, they're going to bring what you need, God, because everything got to come back to where? To the light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Woo, this is rich, y'all. Hallelujah. That's why he said, let the light so shine. You see, when you really belong to God, you're going to let that light shine. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
You worry about people liking us. Now, you better not worry about nobody liking you. You better let the light shine. Come on here, somebody. If they got the same light as you, they're going to love you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about who don't like you and let the light shine. Let me help you with some challenge, God. Light and darkness, they're supposed to get along. Come on. Oh, yeah, that I'm going to about. Hallelujah. Light and darkness, they're supposed to like each other. Why? Because they're opposite. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But let me give you this word of encouragement. When light comes, darkness disappears. Come on here, somebody. Why you say that?
Right.
When you come on the scene, certain folks start leaving. They can't even be in the same room. Oh, I got to go.
Now,
darkness and light can't coincide with it.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
God said, give me a praise right now.
Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory,
wants you to let your light shine. He wants you to, He don't want you to allow his presence, God's presence, to be seen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But God said, let your light so shine in this hour. Put it, yes, God, yes, Lord. I hear you. God says, turn it up. Because he don't like it, turn it up. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Turn it up. I'm going to say like the young folks, turn it all the way up. Come on here. Turn the light up. You got different degrees of light. Come on here, somebody. You got your 50 watts. I think you got your 80 watts. Then you got your 100 watts. Hallelujah. If some of them go to 120, am I right about it, man of God?
Amen.
But see, God is saying, the more darkness there is, turn the light up.
Yes, Lord.
Because see, the more you turn the light up, the more brighter it gets and the more things you can see in the light. Some of y'all can't see because y'all ain't turning your light up high enough. You need to turn it up. You need to change that bulb. And say, Lord, give me a greater degree of light so I can begin to see out of that both sides, though. so I can have more of you and less of myself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, give God a praise.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes. Then it says in verse 5, it says, the wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. God is saying that different nationalities will bless your hand, will bless your house. Why? Because they see the light of God in you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Oh, God, I hear you. Yes, Lord, I hear you. You know in Psalms it says wealth and riches shall be in your house. Am I right about it?
Amen.
But the song is for those who fear the Lord. But God is saying wealth and riches is coming because they're going to see the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
And I will bless you through people.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the unsaved got to see my light.
Amen.
And when they see my light, they don't come to you,
amen,
but they're not going to come empty-handed.
Amen.
I show what you said to what the Holy Ghost said tonight. He said, I didn't awaken you and shake you and tell you to arise and shine for nothing. I've called you. And this is a holy call. I just hit Lord says this is not just a call, it's a holy call. That's why you are in this revival. Because your life is about to change. I'm all over the way for talking about Sunday.
Hallelujah.
See, God called you out of your family to be blessed. Hallelujah. God called us out of our family to be blessed by my son.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's why the call is only to his people.
Yes,
not to
Lord.
Else. Only to his, not my son. And if you hear, come on, give him a praise tonight. Hallelujah. They couldn't understand the light that's in you. Come on here, somebody. Because your light was brighter than theirs. Come on, yada da bo ko yada ba sando. And they tried to dim the light. They tried to cause you not to shine. But God said, I made you shine in spite of.
Hallelujah.
And when the cars run down, God opened another. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said, I chose you to put my light in. Some of you done drunk a whole lot of hate away because of the light. And the Lord said, now, I've called you now to arise and shine because I'm getting ready to bless you in a way that is going to blow the minds of your enemies.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. It was for the glory, child of God. It was for the glory. Everything that you've been through, it was for the glory. Hallelujah. The suffering, the pain, the disappointment, the heartache. Hallelujah. It was for the glory. And then I don't know who that about Sando.
Hallelujah.
Lord, why did you put me by myself, Lord? Why I didn't have no friends, God? Why people that I cared about turned on me? Why, God? Why people lied on me, God? And I ain't did nothing to nobody, God. Why I got hated? And all I say is love, God said. Why? Because I chose you to put my life in.
Yes, yes.
And when we cried out for more of him,
Jesus.
That's why John said what he said. When Yahshua came along, he said, I must decrease. Hallelujah. See, he knew then to step aside to allow God to shine. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God is saying now, you're in a place in him now that we know how to decrease now. That's why God ain't allowing everybody to shine. God said, only mine can be shine right now. Hallelujah! Oh, I wish somebody would get excited. God said, everybody trying to shine, but God said, no. Only mine is going to shine. And it's, please hear what the Holy Ghost is telling you through me right now. God is saying, you're in the position. God says, I'm telling you, get up.
Get up.
And shine. Because
yes,
your light, your deliverance, your blessing, your miracle
hallelujah.
has come. Yes, God, I hear you. Come on and give God a shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's your time to shine. It's time to make your light so shine. Hallelujah. That men may see your good works and glorify. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, even when I tell you about the anointing, you don't come up and on us until it's time to go to work. The anointing in you is to cleanse you. The anointing around you is to teach you. But when he come up and on you, it's because he got a work for you to do. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I may not know a lot of things, Tyler God, but one thing I do know is that I know the anointing of God. And he know me under the boost. And I don't move without him. Hallelujah. I'm like Luther. When he moves, I move. And it's just like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing without him, and I ain't trying to do nothing. I don't want to do nothing. Hallelujah. Unless you're going through me. Come on here, somebody. It's time to arise. It's time to take your place in God. Let your light so shine, child of God. Let it shine.
Amen.
Oh, I hear that song about everything you should say. Let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine, shine. Maybe somebody lost in the valley trying to get home, home, home. Let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine, shine. You may be somebody lost in the valley trying to get home, home, home. Maybe your sister, it may be mine. I think you ought to let your little light shine. It may be somebody lost in the valley trying to get home, home, home. God is saying, you got to let your light shine. Glory to God. You don't know who's lost.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
The God said, they're looking for me. And God said, when they see my light in you, they're going to be drawn to you. God said, they're drawn to you because you got something they don't have. You got me. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for, but you better catch it in the Holy Ghost. God going to draw millionaires to you. Billionaires is getting ready to come your way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, I got rich people looking for me. They're millionaires. They got money. But
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of those people in the world know the real from the faith? Hallelujah. You can't fool them. They may not be where they need to be in God, but they know who real. How that die by a son be the old son.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
They know he's shaking and shaking. Hallelujah. They know he's slipping and dipping. They know he's running to God. They're like, no, you ain't like him. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, let your light shine. Yeah. You don't know what kind of fish. Peter was asking Yahshua, says, Lord, how are we going to pay our taxes? We ain't got no money. Yahshua said, listen here, Peter. The first fish you come across, open up that fish mouth. And put a gold coin out of there. Hallelujah! That's what the fish represents. The fish represents people.
Hallelujah.
But Peter had to be obedient to God and do what he said, even though it sounded crazy. Man, what you mean? Go to the first fish. And open up the fish mouth. And reach in the mouth and pull out a coin. How is that possible? See, when you walking with God, all things are possible to him that believe. Come on here.
Amen.
God said, just let your light shine. And you don't know who I'm going to cause to come in contact with you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Riches will come out of the nations when our light shines. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes. Let my light shine.
You just got to let it shine, Tyler. Got to rise. The way to rise means get up.
Wow.
Ain't no more sitting down. Get up, mother. No more standing. You ain't gonna get nothing. What about the four lepers? Hey, they not got up. Hallelujah. They would have never got nothing. Hallelujah. If we said here, we're gonna die. If we go out there, we're gonna die. So let's go ahead and just make a move. We don't know what's gonna happen, but let's just walk. Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost talking through tonight. God is saying, go ahead and bust the move. Hallelujah! I'm telling you, arise and shine.
Yes.
Yes.
Your love is here. Hallelujah! Your deliverance. Hallelujah! Your healing. Your prosperity. Hallelujah! Your miracle, your blessing is here. Hey, glory. Come on, give God one more shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I feel the anointing of God tonight. I feel the anointing of God. Come on, lift your hands and worship him right now. Let's begin to love on your daddy right now. Just begin to love on him right now. Begin to love on your father right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your light has come. Arise and shine. It's your time now.
Hallelujah.
God is awakening us.
Hallelujah.
He is shaking us.
Hallelujah.
And now he's saying, arise and shine.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Your light is coming. Hey,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. While the anointing of God is flowing and moving so beautifully right now, I'm going to turn over to the hands of my dear brother.
If you receive that word of the Lord on tonight, give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you receive that word in your spirit tonight, give him a praise. Hallelujah. 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 You got to receive that word tonight. See, God wouldn't tell you to do nothing, hallelujah, that you could not do. He ain't telling you to shine and you ain't got no right to do shine. Hallelujah.
Hey.
My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you put in his mouth on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to fill him up with the virtue to pour out onto your people. Hallelujah. Can we lift him up to you tonight, Lord? Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, continue to anoint him. Continue to mold him. Continue to take him. Hallelujah, Lord. You say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Continue to order his steps, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. 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 While the man of God was speaking, I was reminded, hallelujah, if you recall when Joseph was in the pit, hallelujah, amen, some of them, I can't remember their name, but their tribe was called, hallelujah, but it was a tribe on the way. They was already en route. They was already going the way they was going. Hallelujah. They was already set up, but they happened to pass by a pit. Hallelujah, praise God. And Joseph was in the pit. Hallelujah, amen. And they took Joseph out the pit. Hallelujah, and took him into slavery with them. But I want to show you something. If they wouldn't have came and got him, the other brothers would have killed him. Hallelujah, praise God. I want you to know that the enemy has a plan, but God already has a plan ahead of his people. Before they decided to throw him in the pit, these people was already on their way. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy just came up with his plan. Hallelujah. The enemy just came up with his plan, but God already had a contingency plan to his plan. Lord, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Anything the enemy got planned for you, the devil already has a plan for that plan. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
I already got somebody on the way. Hallelujah. Praise. If they lie on you, you see, and then we get comfortable in the situation. If you get comfortable in your place, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
You in bondage, but you got everything you need. Hallelujah. You got comfortable in your situation. Hallelujah. Amen. But what the man of God started off with, he said, all things. Hallelujah. Work together for the good. See, they may lie on you. Hallelujah. And get you displaced from your situation, and you think it's a bad thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. But see, you can't get to the palace, Lord have mercy, unless you go through the prison. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Jesus couldn't say, I have all the power of heaven and earth in my hands until he went to the cross. Lord have mercy. See, we trying to stop from going to the cross. Oh, Lord. We trying to stop from going to the prison. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, we don't want to suffer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Peter was willing to die for Jesus, but he wasn't willing to suffer. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm.
Amen. But you got to suffer to get the blessing, Lord. He said, rise and shine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You don't want to rise and shine because that Martin Luther King rise and shine, Elder. And they killed him. Hallelujah. Malcolm X, he rose and he shined, and they killed him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus rose and he shined. Hallelujah. And they killed him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God says there's eternal life in me. You have to believe that the enemy cannot kill you. Hallelujah. You got to believe that you cannot die. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says to be absent in the body is to be present with the Father in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
You don't die. You just relocate. I hate when I go to a funeral and say we done lost somebody. You ain't lost nobody. When you lose somebody, you don't know where they is. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know. I'm going to say this. I'm going to open up the line. But the Lord say when we lose somebody, when you lose something, you don't know where it's at. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you go to a funeral, you ain't lost that person. Hallelujah. Amen. You know exactly where they at. The Bible told you where they at. The Bible says they are in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to open up the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have a comment or words of encouragement for the man of God on tonight, hallelujah. If you feel like it's your time to rise and shine, hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen. We want to hear it on tonight. The phone line is open. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to announce myself, Dr. Pamela McGregor, on the line. Thank you, Apostle.
Oh, praise God for you, woman of God.
Normal is 128.
Do we have anyone else on the line with a comment or a testimony at this time? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Teresa, did you want prayer?
Yes, I do. Because my blood pressure is
161.
Over what?
110 or over 80.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
It just went down.
Amen.
It was, 120 over 150.
My God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a praise report right there. Hallelujah. Amen.
161 over what? 161 over 83. My blood pressure is ridiculous.
Yes,
amen.
My niece here in
hallelujah.
Okay. This is my niece, Teresa. She's in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. She's been calling me, and I've been getting on, but she's going through something right now. So I told her she'd come in.
I have high blood pressure. I didn't know my blood pressure was that bad.
Okay, well, they're going to pray. They're praying for you, Teresa. We're praying for you. We
thank
all pray.
You, Lord.
Amen.
I speak to that high blood pressure now.
My daddy.
And Father, I ask you right now, Lord, by your anointing, God, by your spirit, God, that you will bring that blood pressure back to normal.
God, thank you, Father, and she casts all her cares upon you. Woman of God, that is here the Lord saying, if you cast all your cares upon him, hallelujah. Father, I rebuke the spirit of worry. I rebuke the spirit of anxiety. I rebuke the spirit of stress, God. And I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. God, for touching her body right now, God. And I thank you, Lord, that as you touch her body, God, that you will bring that blood pressure back to normal, oh God. But by your stripes, oh God, we are healed. And we thank you for your healing power, oh God. Even right now, God. Give her a miracle, Lord. Let her light come. I know that is thank you for your light, God. In her situation right now, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Even right now, God, we bless your name. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For her blessing right now. Somebody put your hands together and give God praise. Thank you for healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God, do it right now, God. Thank you for your light, God. Let your light shine on in her situation, God. That she may see you. Darkness, we command you to go. We command you to leave even now. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless your name right now, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Do we have another prayer request on tonight? Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is moving right now. Go ahead.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, God. I can hear you.
I was wondering if I could get you guys to pray for me real quick, for my phone die is about to die. It's beeping.
Okay. I will pray with you.
Yes, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Lord, I just lift Sister Linda up right now, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for her being able to hear the word tonight, Lord. Let her arise and shine. Lord, thank you that her light has come. Father, thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her, God. Thank you for leading her. Thank you for guiding her, Lord. Right now, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would put your hand and your arms of protection around her, oh God. Thank you right now, God. We give you praise. We bind the hand of the enemy right now. Say to the Lord God, rebuke you, and the blood prevails against you. We thank you for victory, God. We decree it and declare it even right now. Loose your holy angels, oh God, to move on her behalf. And we give you praise in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Somebody bless the Lord and give him praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I hear the Lord saying, daughter, to tell you, let your light shine.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
in the name of the Lord.
And he said, the more you let your light shine, the more you're going to see your hand move for you.
I miss my mommy.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, I miss my mom.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You
take them for granted. And I got my baby boy right here holding my hand. And I'm like, oh, my God, my baby here. Looking at me. Loving me. She my baby. Oh, my God, Brad.
God bless you, Teresa.
Amen.
I don't even know how to explain the way I feel right now. I feel like Amy is telling me something.
Yes, God.
I feel like
she's
telling me something.
I got one more stop, Mama, okay? I love you. I'm going to come back and see you, okay?
Amen.
This is my baby hugging me. She giving me love. She let me know he loves me. She let me know he feels me. And I feel angry right now. Oh, my God.
Teresa, we got
hey,
you.
Man.
We praying for you.
Hey, man, that's love, sister. That's love. Praise God.
About
yeah.
I'm praying
for
something about her. She feel like she loved everybody. And not only that, she wanted children.
Yeah.
She wanted it. There's something she wanted more than anything in her life.
Mama.
And we were her children.
I'm going to send you my phone in a second, okay?
Amen. Amen.
We got a service going, Teresa. So we'll call you back here.
Okay.
Or you could just, if you put your phone on mute, then, you know, let others come in. Either that or we'll call you back. See if
okay.
Brandon, see if he can mute your phone for me.
Hey, Brandon, I ain't leaving me on the phone.
Amen. 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 If you remain on the line, we usually stay on after the service. Praise God. Hallelujah.
No,
amen. We thank God. We thank God for Sister Teresa on tonight. Amen. Praise God. And everything that she's feeling right now, everything she's going through, praise God. It's all for blessings from God. She's feeling love right now. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Her blood pressure is going down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, why the man of God is preaching, her blood pressure is dropped. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Like we said, that's the now presence. He was over while he was over here. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony, another prayer request on tonight? Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. This is Mother
Alberta. Bless you, Mother. Bless you.
Thank God for that wonderful message that you delivered to all of us. I just thank God for what he's doing on this line. I thank God for blessing me right now. I want you to pray, continue to pray.
Amen, Sister Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. We, of course, we will always continue to pray your strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we have any more prayer requests on the line on tonight? Any more testimonies? Hallelujah.
Amen. I like prayer on tonight. Amen. This is Janetta.
I want to thank God.
Life of the Apostles to pray. I was blessed on tonight. Blessed on this evening for the message. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you all tonight, sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on tonight?
Yes, I thank God for the message tonight, and it really hit home when you say that, you know, the Lord is going to send you to Mama Korea. So I believe that. And God is still working for all of us.
Amen.
to make tonight.
Amen, brother. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony. She said it really hit home. Praise God. I think it hit home with a lot of us on tonight. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Praise God. There's a whole bunch of people called to be on the line tonight.
Mm.
But you can't get chosen unless you show up. You know, like it's a job. Hallelujah. They're giving away jobs. You're making $50 an hour. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't got to work but eight hours a day. Amen. 4 days a week. And you get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out. All you got to do is show up. I can't choose you for the job unless you show up. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people got called. Hallelujah. But only the ones on the line were chosen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they're the ones that answered the call. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Do we have anyone else on tonight before we close out?
Yes, I thank and praise God for the word tonight. I thank and praise God for us all being intentional and rising and shining. Hallelujah. I'm living tonight and shine for my niece. Hallelujah. He called. She's going through. We just, of course, we all have we can't say lost, but God called our aunt's home, and she's emotional tonight. And I just thank God for her calling me to get her on the prayer line. Hallelujah. There was a time she probably would have been, come on, Rosalie, have a drink or have a beer or something, you know, and one at that time. And now she can call me and say, let's pray. Pray for me. You know, it ain't a party. It ain't that kind of party no more. This kind of party is the Holy Ghost party. Hallelujah. Praise God for bringing her in tonight and getting her prayers in. Hallelujah. Knowing this is where I'm coming from. Hallelujah. So I rise, mouth, shine tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man of God, I invited someone nearly on the line. I don't know if she on there. Bernita Brooks. Bernita Brooks, is she on the phone?
Come on.
Yeah, I'm telling her how I feel. I thought I was going to die. I honestly don't. It was over.
Hey, man. Hey, man, you said Sister Brooks? Is Sister Brooks on the phone?
Yeah, I need to on the phone. Is she on the line?
Okay.
What time you got to be at work?
Hey, man. Hey, man. I don't believe, so I don't hear. I didn't hear her answer.
I ain't friends, don't tell you.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Well,
we still have a prayer.
I thought I was going to die. I promise I did.
Okay. But someone else. Someone else. Yeah, honey. Someone else.
Hey, man.
You heard it for the first time.
Hey, man. Can somebody mute the line, please? Praise God. We're having a little trouble hearing. Praise God.
Call you back, Teresa.
I want you to hear.
Hey, man. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Y'all pray for me.
Amen. We will keep you in prayer, Sister Teresa. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone else on tonight? Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We've certainly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Monday night, it was time to wake up. Hallelujah. Last night, it was time to shake it off. Hallelujah. Tonight, it's time to rise. Hallelujah. And shine. Praise God on tonight. We thank the Lord for the man of God. We thank the Lord for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. May it be nourishment to each and every last one of our souls. And I remind you, we will be back on tomorrow night at the same time. Hallelujah. At the same numbers, praise God. Hallelujah. We invite you to call in. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't miss that. It's almost over. Hallelujah. Don't get almost to the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you got to watch your TV show tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you might miss your blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. So make sure you come back tomorrow night. The theme is still, hallelujah, it's time, hallelujah, to wake up. Praise God. Amen. Now, we gotta see what he wants us to do tomorrow night. This morning, we're going to rose and shine. Hallelujah. Today, we can rise and shine. Amen. We're going to see what the Lord got us for us tomorrow. And like we said, amen, if anybody out there, amen, wants to donate anything to the man of God, if you want to sow, hallelujah, to the man of God, praise God, amen. We invite you to do so. If you know him, if you know him, hallelujah, amen, you can just walk up to him and give him a Holy Ghost handshake. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, that's the handshake you get where you got to look green. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. And also, amen, if you know where he's there, you can mail him a money order. Praise God. If you don't have that information, amen, I can give you my number. You can text me. You can give me your information, and I'll give it to him. And I'll have him contact. Praise God. Hallelujah. And my number is 817-217-3222. That's 817-217-3222. Amen. You hit me up and I hit him up and y'all will get in contact with each other. Praise God. And we'll make that happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And man of God, you want to elaborate, amen, on what the Lord told you about that seed? Praise God.
Yes, Elder. Amen. Thank you, man of God. Thank you. Amen. Right now, child of God, amen. God told me in prayer, he said, have my people to sow special seed. Amen. The awakening seed. Amen. God is saying to me, he said, have them to sow an awakening seed, because what that seed is going to do, God says, through your obedience to him, is that he's going to awaken everything that has been doormat in your life. Every vision, give me time, God. Every vision, every dream, every gift that you thought was doormat, God is going to speak to it and awaken it. And you're going to find yourself working in that thing. He says, I'm going to go back to 5 and 10 years that you thought that everything was either dead or either just let. Ain't nothing to that. Thing that you thought God had forgot about. God says, I'm going to bring that thing back to life.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. And I hear that, and that's why I have awakened you for such a time as this. Yes, Lord. And then he said, have them to sow a shaking it off seed. That seed right there, God says, what that seed is going to do is everything the devil tried to put on you, everything that the enemy has tried to come against you with, God says, I'm going to totally deliver you and cleanse you and have you to walk in the power of deliverance from it. Oh, I believe that deserves a praise right there. Glory to God. God is saying, yes. When you obey me in your sowing and in your giving, I'm going to manifest my blessing. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many know that every seed produces after his own kind? Hallelujah. When we walk in obedience to God, that's when we see the hand of God move. Because behind every obedience, there's a blessing.
Mm.
And then there's the arise and shine seed, to where God is saying, now is your time to walk in your wealth and prosperity.
Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle, your blessing to manifest. Time for your light to be seen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. No longer will it be here. God is saying, I'm getting ready to put your light on ultra bright. Come on here, somebody. So that the world can see who I am in you.
Yes, God.
So, my beloved, whatever God is telling you to do in this hour, please be obedient to the voice of God.
Amen.
And obey God and watch what God do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
and let me just say this, Father God, there's a special anointing that God has put on my life for wealth and prosperity. So when you sow into this ground, glory to God, God is going to open up the window of heaven and pull you out a blessing that you truly not going to have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. Because I'm praying for abundance and overflow to hit your household.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Elder.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. So once again, praise God. If God put it on your heart to sow that seed, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you know the man of God, you can sow it. My dad had a thing. When my dad passed, he had a thing about put it in my head. Hallelujah. I didn't understand what he meant by put it in my hand. But whenever, it would be crazy because you put it in his hand. And I remember one lady, she had been waiting on her income tax like 6 months. It had been held up. She had just talked to him that Friday and said it was still held up. She saw my dad on Sunday and she sold a seed in his hand. Hallelujah. And by Monday, amen, she received the check from the IRS in the mail. It didn't make no sense. The IRS don't cut checks that
way.
Not over the weekend. Hallelujah. Praise God. She put it in his hand. So if you know the man of God personally, hallelujah, you have a seed of soul, put it in his hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm one that tell you, amen, I've seen this kind of stuff work. Hallelujah. Amen. The principles of God still work. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Forevermore. Even after you die, I'm still going to be the same. Hallelujah. Praise God. After you dead and gone, I'm still going to be the same. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank the Lord for the man of God on tonight. We thank the Lord for everybody that called and tuned in. Once again, tomorrow night, same time. Hallelujah. Amen. He invites you to tune in to the revival of the year. It's almost over with. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today was Wednesday. Today was hump day. We done got over that hump. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all downhill from here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the man of God on tonight. Amen. We thank God for, amen, Sister Alberta making this happen. Praise God. Everybody else that called in, tuned in on tonight. Praise God to hear the word of God and to support the man of God. We thank God for you. Praise God. Amen. The man of God will be sending out, amen, copies of the recording. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to go back and listen to it, if you want to share it, hallelujah, share the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When you used to get one of them good songs, you say, hey, man, you need to go listen to this good song. You see a good TV show, hey, man, you need to watch this show. This movie is off the chain. Well, guess what? This word, hallelujah, is off the chain. Like the young folks say, this word is lit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. We will be back on tomorrow night. Amen. Same time, same thing. Amen. And we're going to ask the man of God to pray us out on tonight. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Praise God. Man of God, it's in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Praise you. Praise you. Amen. Thank you for the man of God tonight. Thank you for Mother Alberta. Amen. The prophetess and the evangelist. Amen. To all of the saints of God that is online tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our spiritual eyes have seen. Thank you, Lord, for what our spiritual heart understands tonight, Father. We thank you for you awakening us on the first night, Lord. Thank you that you shook us, told us to shake it off on the second night. And tonight,
yes,
God,
Lord,
you told us to arise and shine, for your light has come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, Father, and we give you praise. And we ask you tonight, Lord, to keep us and watch over us, Lord, till we come back tomorrow night, God, to hear more of what you have to say unto us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you said it is our time now. And Father, help us, Lord, to walk in the light, Lord God, that you've given us. And let our light so shine, God, that men may see our good works, Lord God, and glorify you, God, when they see us, God. We thank you, God, revive us again, oh God, hallelujah. Let us walk in the newness of your power, the newness of your strength, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Father, in us, and we give you praise, Lord, for what you are doing in our life right now. We thank you, Lord God, for you say that you are the resurrection, hallelujah, that you are the truth and the life, God, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon that would try to steal the word, but we thank you, Lord, that your word will be healed in our hearts that we might not sin against you. So we give you praise, Father, and glory and adoration for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise out of the book. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and bless the Lord, Father God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
How do we
follow
the
beat?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to know, Lord, because I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. I feel like having a little church this evening. Ah, yeah. Beginning.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody who was with us on tonight. Like we always say, don't forget to say your prayer and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We're going to leave y'all with this last song. It's Kirk Franklin preaching the late, great Ranch Allen. It's something about the name Jesus. Live from Detroit. Praise God.
We're living in a day and time where being politically correct is popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Goodness, goodness.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest
name. Just take a minute and explain to them what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it at?
Shut up in my mood.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Bring
it
up with us, bring it up with us. Everybody,
something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
I know. Wave at me if you love that name. The sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it?
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving.
Just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry V has got to bow.
So tell them don't wait. You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear you.
Yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about
is the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
And
come on.
Oh, I love the name Jesus.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, o
ever go through something bad. My wife were up to midnight with our three-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you've had an affair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is. Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and sing with me. Here we go.
Oh, no.
fine preacher man, Kirk Franklin. Love him, love him, love him.